This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. And his wife Jean has continued that tradition and is now writing new blog articles herself. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. At the Facebook page, we have links to African Language Bibles. That's on our Facebook page, which again is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Water is such an amazing substance. All life on earth must have water to survive, whether plant life, animal life, or human life. People can survive a few weeks without food, but only days without water. 75% of our world is covered with water, but the majority of that is salty seawater that we cannot drink without costly water treatment facilities. So that makes drinkable water quite precious. As the sinless Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross made of wood, dying to pay the penalty for the sins of everyone, moments before His death, we have this part of the gospel story from the Bible book of John, chapter 19. Jesus knew that everything was now finished. Everything happened as the holy writings said it would happen. He said, "I am thirsty." There was a jar full of sour wine near. They filled a sponge and put it on a stick and put it to His mouth. Jesus took the sour wine and said, "It is finished." He put His head down and gave up His spirit and died. The Bible, which is the holy, God-inspired Word of God, predicted hundreds of years in advance that Jesus would be given sour wine while dying on the cross. This prediction was recorded in the Bible book of Psalms, chapter 69, where it says, "They gave me bitter drink in my food, and because I was thirsty, they gave me sour wine." We all have known thirst, and we value a good, clean well from which to drink good, clean water. Listen to this part of the Bible book of John, chapter 4. So Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, He came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. The well of Jacob was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Let me pause here in this Bible reading to comment. Even though most Jews would not have anything to do with Samaritans in those days, Jesus did not discriminate and loved all people of all races. The good news of salvation in Jesus is open and available today to everyone of every nation and every ethnic background. Now, back to our Bible story. Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right, you don't have a husband, for you have had 5 husbands and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshipped?" Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus told her, "I am the Messiah." Well, just as drinkable water is necessary for life, so the living water, Jesus Christ, is necessary for eternal life. As much as this woman in our story at the well needed water, she needed to face her sinful lifestyle. She needed to repent and meet Jesus. Earlier today, I read the part of the Bible where Jesus said, "It is finished." Jesus meant that he had completed the work God sent him to earth to do. He has done his part, now you must do your part. The first thing everyone must do is to repent, to change our path in life from our way to doing things the way God desires. Trust in Jesus for your complete salvation. As we read the Bible, we learn more about how God expects us to live. Reading the Bible or hearing someone else reading it out loud is how we drink in the living water Jesus has to offer us. In the Bible book of Romans, chapter 10, it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Let me read to you that Bible portion again about drinking living water. I think it is refreshing just to listen again to the words of Jesus. Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." Well, turning to the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, it says, "Then the one sitting on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new. Write, for these words are true and faithful.' Then he said to me, 'These things have happened. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the water of life. It is a free gift.'" Well, let me give you a summary of all these thoughts and Bible verses. The salvation of our souls, the forgiveness of our sins, the restoration and healing of our mind, soul, body, and spirit, and the relief of our thirst with the life-giving water of the grace of Jesus, has already been provided and made available to everyone, everywhere, by God. All that is needed now is for people everywhere to surrender their stubborn will to the control of Jesus, to admit they have failed to live up to the holy standard of God. We must agree with God that we have sinned, and we need Jesus as our only Savior. Jesus will satisfy our thirst for God if we allow this to happen. Jesus does not use force on anyone. He waits, like a courteous gentleman, for permission to enter our lives and relieve our pain. The Bible says Jesus is knocking on our door, but we must willingly open the door of our life and our will. Will you open the door of your life for Jesus right now? I am going to pray for each of you, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And our internet address has been recently slightly changed to make it easier for you to write to us. You can write to us through our website, over your internet-enabled mobile phone, for example, or your computer. That address to write to us over the internet is gospel2africa.com/contact. You can listen to past programs at our website. And we have links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page. Now, you can find our Facebook page at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And again, our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact. That is gospeltoafrica.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a living, loving, intimate relationship. Remember, Jesus said in Revelation 21, "I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the water of life. It is a free gift."